The GOP nominee running unopposed to be the next Secretary of State in Wyoming is drawing concerns from some in his own party. The candidate in question is an election denier, and that has prompted some Republican lawmakers to make a surprising move. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Trump endorsed State Representative Chuck Gray as the Republican nominee for Secretary of State in Wyoming. He does not have a general election opponent. Though state officials maintain Wyoming elections are secure, Gray says he has concerns. During the primary, he told television stations KGWN and KCWY that he wants to ban ballot drop boxes and oversee other reforms.
We need all paper ballots. The fact that a few counties have moved off paper ballots, I think, is really wrong, and we need hand audits.
Gray also said he'd get rid of Secretary of State employees who didn't share his vision. Now, Gray's proposals, coupled with his false belief that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, have convinced a legislative committee to take action. State Representative Dan Zwanitzer co-chairs the panel that deals with election laws in the state. The Republican told committee members that he's concerned that Gray could damage how Wyoming runs its elections, and he wants to change things.
We may be in a precarious position when it comes to election administration for the next 4 years, and I would feel more confident and comfortable personally having a separate operating agency of government made up of all five statewide elected officials who oversee a director of an office of elections.
Deputy Secretary of State Karen Wheeler says the proposal would remove all election functions from the office.
The Wyoming voter registration system, the campaign finance system, it would also remove anything to do with candidate filing and applications for nomination prior to running for office. So there's quite a bit that would go with it if it were to be removed from this office.
State Senator Brian Boner voted against creating the new election agency because Gray was elected to handle all facets of the office. He adds that lawmakers have oversight since election reforms would require legislative approval.
I do understand some of the concerns. I think Representative Gray might have a hard time delivering on any of the promises that he made during the campaign season, but we also need to acknowledge the results of the election as well.
Boner hopes Gray does not get rid of any key employees. One has already quit over Gray's comments, and the elections director is looking for a new job. Deputy Secretary of State Wheeler says that's a real concern.
I think you would need to ensure that staff remains, that knows that system inside and out, knows if there is a glitch, how to fix it quickly. These are complex systems. They aren't something you buy off the shelf.
Gray hasn't commented on the proposed legislation. The committee will further discuss the issue and consider a draft bill when it meets in October. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Laramie.